The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com on the 3rd of July. Yes, 4th of July weekend is starting. 7:05 in the morning, news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Alex is here.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
It's not really Alex, it's an AI-generated voice.
Right, yeah, we were talking about that.
Already.
You could get AI to run the station sometime, you know?
We're looking at the prospect of finding... And how we would do it is to bring an AI guest in.
Yeah, I'm working on that one.
Okay, now.
We won't tell you who it is, though.
No, we're not going to tell you. And, but when we do it, you know what? The thing about AI, the way it is we can ask it a series of questions, so it's like an expert on everything from giving birth
to baking a cake or whatever.
Well, no, giving birth to... how do you do a tracheotomy?
Oh, God.
In an emergency.
How do you perform a spinal tap?
Yeah, there you go. And we'll just ask those questions, and they'll come back and tell us.
Man.
And we can have people call in with questions.
That would be even funnier.
What is the meaning of life?
AI, call in with your AI question.
Yeah, with your AI questions. Just give us time to type it and let it roll.
Yep.
Okay, got a national day today.
The most interesting one I can see is National Fried Clam Day.
That's the most interesting.
Yeah, man. West,
fried
clams. The other ones are pretty milquetoast here.
Okay. Hey, today sunny and hot with a high near 98. Tomorrow, high near 100 for Independence Day. So, it'll be a beautiful day. Saturday night, low around 69. Now, they could have wind gusts, though, up as high as 20 miles per hour Saturday night. That's not going to have anything to do with fireworks, though.
I got my fireworks. Just kidding.
It's going to be in the high 90s, my friends. 96, 97, 98, those kind of next week. And until Thursday, and then we're looking at a high near 100. Well, all of them are close to 100. So it's going to look like that. And, like, today's weather is going to be pretty much what you're going to see through next Thursday. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Been in the business close to 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kenny that long ago. They have thrived. They have been very successful. And they've turned around and helped our community in many ways. Outstanding support, outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans, and much more at Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, what's going on as fireworks? So, we know tonight is Anderson Explodes. We hope in the air, not just Anderson Explodes. Okay, Anderson Explodes tonight, and then, of course, the Freedom Festival tomorrow. And RABA will be once again providing free shuttle service for attendees at for the Freedom Festival. They're going to, you can pick them up at two designated locations, the RABA downtown terminal and the Canby transfer station at the Mount Shasta Mall. Pre-event shuttle service for tomorrow will run from 5 p.m. to 8:30, and return service will be available from 10:15 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. And free parking was available for shuttle riders at the downtown terminal passenger parking lot at the Mount Shasta Mall near JCPenney. 1,700 shells being fired in the air tomorrow night. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, what's closed today? Banks, open. Post office, open. DMV, open. City, county, and state government offices. A lot of them are closed today. May have to check, see which ones are closed. Stock market's closed. Movies 14 is open all weekend. FedEx and UPS is operating. Okay. So down at Anderson, their fireworks beginning around 5 p.m. You can go down to the Anderson Explodes down at the fairgrounds. And let me see. Live entertainment beginning around 5 p.m. A large fireworks display starting around 10 o'clock tonight. And what else? Lots of stuff going on out at Lake Shasta. Oh, yeah. Lake Shasta is having their drone.
Oh, yeah.
Drone
I heard about
show.
That. Yep.
And so that's going on. People can take your boats out and watch that. 200 drones in the air. Tied together through technology.
Yeah, I've seen some of those displays. Not in person, I've seen videos.
Oh, yeah.
And they have quite an impressive one in Disneyland this time of year.
Here's the thing, is enjoy all the fireworks you want, but you can't have your own personal fireworks. It is outlawed. Just remember that all personal fireworks, including sparklers, remain illegal due to wildfire danger.
Of course.
It's, you know, let's take that one in. It's dry out there, my friends. You do not need to shoot off your own little, own little fireworks, your bottle rocket.
Yeah.
That instead of going up in the air and going boop,
yeah,
it goes sideways. Did you ever see, and of course it has to be college students, that they were all had been obviously drinking beer or something like that. And they were shooting these things off. And one guy thought it'd be really cool to put it in his underwear, in his back.
I haven't seen that.
Did you see that?
I've seen the one where the guy tried to shoot one out of his mouth, like he held, and it didn't work well for him. His face was all full of soot.
This one, when they lit it off, it fired right, but it stayed there.
Of course.
Stuck in between the cheeks of his rear. And he was running around, falling on the ground. I think going.
Oh, man.
You know what?
Leaders of tomorrow.
The leaders, you know, and this was a long time ago. He could be a senator by this point.
In which case, he probably
still
has.
Or a congressman.
Bottle rockets in his
You band. Remember, okay, you know, the one that gets me, of course, is Bluto in Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and at the end, he's, you know, they say, what's he doing? Well, he's the senator from Connecticut.
Yeah. God.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Okay. Enough of that frivolity. Okay, that's a lot of stuff going on tonight. But here, be careful. Here's the other thing. Your animals, especially your dogs, when all of a sudden these fireworks go off, it can scare them. And you'll see a dog that stays normally in your backyard scale a 6-foot fence. They're always finding animals, dogs, after the fireworks celebrations that get scared and run. Try to keep your dog inside, maybe even crate him for something like this. It is scary to him. The Buford actually lifted his head up and looked up in the air and said, there's something going on. But other animals. And so immediately after the fire on the 4th, on the 5th, they are finding dogs and other animals. So just be careful out there. Make sure especially your dogs are taken care of, that they're not outside when this thing starts. Even if you're not even going to the fireworks festival, if you're anywhere around town, you're going to be getting the booms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So just be careful. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we got our guest rolling in right after this break.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian Minishin is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You go in there and find all of our archives, too. Go in there for all of our local shows. We've got them all archived. And today, the 3rd of July, so many things starting this weekend, the big weekend, 4th of July, our 250th birthday. I just want to tell you, Alex, you're holding in there pretty good, man. You don't look even close to 100.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
there
that.
There you go. Ha. And 7:20 in the morning, 66 degrees, going up to 98 today. And I'm here with two young entrepreneurs, Keenan and Mitchell Harrison. Did I get that right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Hey. Okay. Now, you two are stepping off into the traffic here with new businesses, which I love, and they're young. So, Keenan, tell me a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I'm originally from South Africa, and I moved to the U.S. with my family about 4 years ago. And
really? Only four?
Yeah.
Could have fooled me. You don't have much of an accent, or am I just missing it?
I think I started adapting to the culture a little bit more.
Right, okay.
Got rid of my accent a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm from South Africa, and I now live here in Northern California in Redding with Mitchell, my husband.
Okay. So what got you here?
Wait a minute,
did you all meet before you moved to Redding?
Yes.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
We met in Florida.
All right. Oh, okay. So you've been down in Florida, too?
Yes.
And what'd you do down there?
I moved there for work. I worked on a farm school. There's a farm down there. And they kind of have like a little private school set up. So I worked there as a teacher for about a year. That's where I met Mitchell. And then he was in the military. So once he got released last year, we moved back here to Redding because that's where he's from. That's where his family is.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk to Mitchell then.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. So you are a Redding boy.
Yes, yes. Born and raised.
Okay. Yep. And then, so how'd you get to Florida?
Yeah, so born and raised here in Redding, and then I ended up joining the military after high school, and they shipped me off to Florida, so that's where I was stationed there, and yeah, that's where I did my time and how we met.
So, Florida's better than, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Even though I like South Dakota a lot during the summer. During the winter? No. Nama. Okay, so you were down there and at the Air Force. What base were you at?
I was at Herbert Field, Florida, yeah.
Herbert. Yeah. Okay. Who were you with back then? It was just, I mean, what was your MOS, your job?
I was what they call a combat engineer. I was with the 823rd Red Horse Squadron.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, Herbert Field is, that's up in toward the Panhandle or
yep.
not? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Don't they fly, 160th out of there? Or not? Or 160th someplace else? 160th is the Night Riders or Night Stalkers or whatever they're called now.
Yeah.
That support the special ops guys.
Yeah, they run a lot of special ops out of that base specifically. Yeah, I know they do a lot of training and stuff out there.
Okay. So how'd you two meet?
We met online, and then we actually lived 2.5 hours from each other, so the chance of meeting up online was actually kind of small, but we said, you know what, let's just meet up, and we spent a day together on the beach, and since then...
That was
just,
it, huh?
That was just
That's
it.
All right. Well, you two are both very pleasant-looking young people. I can maybe understand that. And she's pulling her South African stuff on.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, and you pull your Redding stuff on her.
Yeah, razzle-dazzle.
That's it. Razzle-dazzle Redding. Okay. So now you two are... Now, Mitchell, you started NorCal Outfitters.
Yeah.
Now, did you start that before Jade started her endeavors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how long have you been around here?
So we've been going on about, we're coming around a year.
Okay.
And, I was actually more of a dream that I wanted to do. And then when I met Keenan, I told her, kind of what I wanted to do. And she has a lot of social media experience and knew how to build websites and stuff. So we kind of took it off from there. She built the website and we kind of started Forward Motion, and we started with a guy down there making the shirts in Florida. And then when we moved back here, it really just took off.
Okay. And it's called NorCal Outfitters.
NorCal Outfitters.
And you can look it up on the computer.
Yep. Our website is ncofit.com. And you can check everything out we got on there.
NCOFIT. Yep. NCOFIT. Okay. Let's see what that does. Well, there you go. Made for the wild.
That's right.
Well, what gave you this idea to do that?
You know,
because that's, I mean, it's NCO, first of all. I kind of like that, non-commissioned officer.
Yeah.
What led you to start something like this?
You know, the NCO is just sort of coincidental because it's NorCal Outfitters. But, I was just I was looking online for some hunting clothes and stuff, and there was nothing out there that I really liked. I wanted something with a cool design, but that was sort of simplistic, and there was nothing really out there. So I just thought it would be cool to have something that, you know, had something printed on it that I liked, but also represented where I was from. And it just kind of, the idea was born from there and started drawing up designs. And now we're here.
Well, now, have you always been a, I won't just say hunter, but you've always been in the outside, outdoors, you know, has that been a big part of your life when you were growing up?
Yeah. I grew up hunting, fishing. I mean, just doing everything. My older brother and me, we grew up just running around outside with 22s and stuff, you know. And we go hunting for a year hunting for a week every year. And yeah, it's just we have a huge passion and love for being outdoors.
Okay, so then you when you decided to start, you wanted to kind of put all that together.
Yep.
Is that it? Okay, I'm looking at the website right now. If you go to NCOFIT, F-I-T,
yep.
.com, there is shirts, it's hats. I'm sure there's other things in here. But you can also buy a raffle ticket for a hog hunt.
Yes.
And if you've ever gone out in a hog hunt, which I have, it can be expensive. It can be expensive out there, mm-hmm. Yeah. To go out just hunting. And if you shoot one, it gets even more expensive. So you've got raffle tickets that you're selling. And when do those? When are those going to be used? Or when's is the raffle's going on now? Right.
Yes.
Okay. And until when?
Until the end of July.
Okay.
Yep.
So you got another 27 days.
Sure do. Yep. Yeah.
And then is the hog hunt around here?
So the hog hunt is actually one of our partners, Ultimate Predator Outfitters, and uh-huh. they do all of the guiding. So we're raffling off the hunt on their behalf, and it's going to be based out of Paso Robles. So they, okay. that's where their headquarters is at, and that's where their the primary amount of their hog hunting is done.
Paso Robles, is that they're hunting on the old, is there an old army base down there? Something like that.
There is one close to there.
Yeah.
It's about their ranchers or the private land that they have.
Is that
about,
what they hunt on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 30 minutes away from those bases. They actually have a piece of land that they're leasing out right next to the base on a vineyard. So uh-huh. you can do vineyard hog hunting as well with them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, they just opens. Alex, don't let me say these things. So you go out in the vineyard, have maybe a bottle of wine, little cheese, maybe a little baguette.
Yeah.
And then you
it's the old fashioned fox hunt.
There you go. And then you kind of like put your cami hats back on, and then start working for the hogs. After that, just what kind of wine would you think? A red? Red's a little hot. You know, maybe a light wine, maybe a Pinot. And then you go out.
Yeah.
No?
No. Okay. Chardonnay?
A Chardonnay. That could be a chilled Chardonnay.
Right.
With a French cheese.
Well, there you go.
Ah, okay. I think we got it. So is all that going to be there?
It sure is, yeah.
Okay. It is now.
He goes, what is he talking about? We're going out there hunting hogs. He's talking wine. Okay. Now, this sounds great. I love it when young people come out here, and I call it stepping into the street, stepping into traffic. Because you're up here, you two are bright enough, obviously, to get jobs anywhere you want. But here you are, you're stepping off into traffic. And that means that, you know, everything depends on you and things are tough and you've got to make decisions you've never made before.
Yeah.
And I love that. And this is just one half of the team here. And then Keenan. And I tell you what, Keenan, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break and when we come back, we're going to sprint in the next segment on you.
Sounds good.
And your idea. So we'll be right back with Jade West and help me here. Jade West and NorCal Outfitters. Yep. I got it. NCO. All right. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible three-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, born for life.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. I wanna be young, just spend time on.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Been in the business close to 30 years, been through all the schools. He is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. That's right. Bring your vehicle in. Free inspection and analysis if you're not sure. He takes it into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it and guarantees it, like I said, for the life of the windshield. We're not talking 2 years, 6 months, whatever. He fixed a crack on my windshield and lasted for 16 years. Yeah, couldn't even see the crack. This is the guy you want to go see. Give him a call. 530-241-8373, or just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I am here with Keenan and Mitchell Harrison. They have their Ready Nights here, and they've started two businesses that kind of related to each other in a way. Mitchell has started NorCal Outfitters, which is a clothing plus business where you can get all types of hats, shirts, hoodies,
yep,
everything there. And then Keenan has started a magazine called Jade West. Okay, it's your turn. What is Jade West?
So Jade West is a Western lifestyle magazine geared towards women. As a kid, I grew up loving to read. I would just sit in my room all day reading magazines, books, and I was obsessed with horses. So all I would read is horse books or horse magazines. And
aren't we all?
Yeah, and okay. I would cut out the horses from the magazine that I want one day and put them up on my wall. And so I've always loved reading and books. And so that's kind of always been a motivating factor in my life. And then moving here to California, I was so captured and enamored by the beauty and the nature that we're surrounded with. And I wanted to start something on my own that kind of incorporates all of that, but incorporates cooking and Western fashion and outdoor and hunting tips geared towards women as well.
So this is going to kind of be a, it's going to be a glossy magazine.
Yes.
And it's going to have things like Western decor,
yes.
Stories on horses,
yep.
As it should, and that's Western fashion.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, Western fashion is huge
mm-hmm.
right now. And you look around, turquoise, but just the lifestyle since Yellowstone hit,
mm-hmm.
people are looking at that. And this being a local magazine, so you can get a lot of the local beauty and horse activities and all that kind of stuff that
right.
goes on.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, but it's not easy. We sat down the other day and talked about this.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. This is a big job, so but you are ready. You've already got it started.
Yes. It does take a lot of coordination. it's been in the works for the last 6 months. I've been working on it since January. Our first edition is launching this August 1st. You're able to pre-order a copy right now on our website called jadewestmag.com.
Okay. So I'm looking that one up right now.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
We're doing print and digital editions, which means if you wanted to, you can get a print copy or you can read it digitally as a PDF download. But yeah, I am working with a couple of different writers, and all of the writers and people who are involved in the magazine are local. So we've got some local writers that I collaborated with, and we're just slowly putting it together. It's a big process trying to coordinate with local businesses and individuals, but I am really excited about this edition. We're featuring Miss Redding Rodeo. We're having some articles about outdoor and hunting tips for women, especially hunting gear for women. At least for me, this last year I've really gotten into hunting, and there isn't a lot of outdoor gear or hunting gear for women. A man's pants or jackets just don't fit the same on a woman. So and there's only a select amount of brands that I feel cater to that. So we're featuring things like that, the latest Western fashion trends, and yeah.
Well, no, this is cool. The magazine itself, I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, it
yeah.
sounds to me as kind of like a cross between Western horsemen and cowboys and Indians, and
yeah.
and cowboys and Indians is you know, they have they have fashion, but it's
mm-hmm.
strictly kind of East Coast version of what they think the West is,
right.
where you're going into this with the hunting and all the different things. And it's
right.
going to be a lot of our local people in this, too.
Yes.
I think that's great. Okay. And that's going to launch on August 1st. Now, how do people order their copies? JadeWestMag.com.
Yes. They can go straight to the website and pre-order it right now.
Okay.
Yep.
So, give you a chance to get people started here.
Yes.
Mitchell, Ultimate Predator Outfitters. Now, are they another veteran-owned business?
They are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They are. He's a former Marine, and his partner Jimmy.
There's no such thing as a former Marine. I'm just letting you know right now.
Yep.
I know. I make the same mistake yep. sometimes, and people slap me around. So, okay, so he's a Marine and
yep.
Started this company. Is he around your age or?
No, I believe he is mid-40s. Yep.
Mid old guy.
Yeah, yeah, they've been guiding for a long time. Yep.
Okay.
They know a thing or two.
Okay, so, and he's down in Paso Robles,
yep.
I think you said. And so your partnership, though, is setting up hunts and those kind of things.
Yep,
is that
yep.
Correct? Okay. And you can go, if you go to the website, you can enter this, well, buy a raffle ticket online there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been on a hog hunt, you're missing some real excitement. This is, first of all, we've got lots and lots and lots of hogs in California. Not as many as they have in Texas. where Texas right now is, I think, two of them are on city council in Lubbock. They're hogs. There's so many of them. But we've got a lot of hogs here. And it's not like they're an endangered species, but they are hard to hunt, too. So you're going to be challenged when you're out there. It's quite the experience. But it's not just hog hunts that your partnership is, if I understand.
Yeah, yeah. No, they offer a lot more than that. They offer deer hunts, bear hunts, any type of bird. You can do turkey hunt, any upland game, you know, waterfowl. They even do some exotic hunts if you want to shoot, like, buffalo. Or they do a few other things, too. But, yeah, I mean, they you can pretty much hunt anything you can hunt in California.
Okay.
And then, yeah, a few exotics as well.
Have they spread out in other states, too, then?
No, so right now...
Just all California?
Yep, just California. But, I mean, okay. they have properties from coast to coast. So, or, sorry, from border to border.
Okay. Keenan, where'd you get the name Jay West?
So it was just like a brainstorming moment for me. I really like the idea of jade. I feel like jade is often associated with beauty and nature, and jade can also be found in California. And then obviously the West just reflects the Western lifestyle and values of California.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a storefront yet.
No, we do not, no.
And maybe you don't need one in today's society. That a lot of people are being very successful just online.
Yeah.
Like this. Why did you start this? I don't know if I asked you or not, but why did you start this magazine? Not magazine, but your company. I got about why you did yours. No, trust you had trading cards with horse stuff on them.
Yeah.
But you came out of the Air Force, and you trained. You could have done a lot of things. And you moved back to Reading. What was that message that told you to do something like this?
You know, I just being in the military, it taught me a lot of core values. And really the big one was a community, you know, and I wanted to be part of the community and offer something to the community. And having a Northern California based brand that represents, you know, where I'm from, I felt like was a great way to do that.
Okay. All right. And it's local.
Exactly.
And we can push for local stuff there.
Yep.
And you can, you know, and you can keep control of it until you, you know, as you expand, you're going to, well, you still keep control of it, but you need Jade West, on the other hand, if it gets big, now you're talking writers and photographers and all that.
Yep.
But that'll come. Everything starts small.
Yes.
Like this. So I'm going to take a quick break because when I come back, we're going to talk about you two working together.
Yes.
Two different businesses. Two different set of priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And how's that working? Because my wife, who is not here right now, she's getting ready for our big 4th of July extravaganza. We've built this business, so it'll be interesting to hear how it's going with you all and how that works on your priority list. We'll be right back.
Coming soon.
soon. Get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Spiked with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees.
Must be 21 to attend.
Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters.
Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls us a Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling it a bot. 7:48 in the morning here on the 3rd of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service store, jewelry store in Redding, and the very best jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairs, jewelry repair, battery replacements, but a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Everything from Native American old pawn to estate jewelry and brand new stuff. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. The only place Linda goes to buy jewelry and me is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with my two guest husband-wife team. It is fair.
Yep.
Keenan and Mitchell Harrison. And they've got two separate businesses, NorCal Outfitters, which is Mitchell's, and Jade West Magazine, which is Keenan's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Both of them, well, yours has been out for how long now?
About a year.
About a year.
Yep.
You're launching the magazine in August.
Yes.
You're, neither one of you are, like, old. Can I say that? You're not even close to middle age. They're lucky they're letting you two vote. Mitchell's Air Force veteran, and Keenan moved to the United States from South Africa with her family. They met in Florida, got married, and now they're back here in Reading, which is where Mitchell comes from. Okay, so you two are on. So, I mean, really, this is a lot of stuff going on at one time. How's that working? Because each one of you've got a magazine, you've got your clothing and Outfitters. There must be different priorities here, or are there?
I mean, yeah, there's, at the end of the day, the first priority is always each other. That comes first, but I mean, we have so much stuff in
the
work.
That's a big secret right there.
Yeah.
No, that's, yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah, but we both are full-time students at Shasta College as well.
You're going to school out there?
Yes.
So what are you studying?
Well, I'm studying business management. And
okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
And I'm studying business administration.
Okay.
So we're both studying full-time. We've got NorCal Outfitters and Jade West. I also run a business doing social media marketing and website development for some clients here in Reading. And Mitchell is also working on starting up a contracting business. Or a construction business. So there's a lot of things in the works.
You had your background in the Air Force was in the engineers, combat engineers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Run. So you can run bulldozers and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, you already got that. You can probably get your certificates for that if you haven't already from Shasta College because of your military experience.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You might want to check that out.
Okay.
And because, you know, you've gone through the schools.
Yeah.
And, and we're doing it. So they give credit for military experience.
I did not know that.
Yeah, when you next week you can go back to school or whenever it is, you might want to check that and you might pick up a couple certificates
there. That's good to know. Thank you.
You bet. We're just fountains of information.
But yeah, the most important part I think is we know that we're a team. And we both have two different very skill sets. Uh-huh. So when it comes to both businesses, it's not really his or mine. We both work on it, but in different ways. Mitchell is more of the organizational logistics type. He's good with strategy, so he helps me a lot in those areas of what's the steps I need to put stuff together in and things like that. And I bring more of a creative side, especially with both businesses having to market ourselves on social media marketing, building websites or online storefronts. That's my skill set.
Well, this is really interesting. I met you the other day and was impressed by your knowledge and what you wanted to do. And now that I've met Mitchell, I'm thinking, well, I could see where you two got together quick. I don't mean quick. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
But when you met, you two are got a lot of the same kind of drive to do things, to succeed. So, and you're not just, you know, you're doing it, you're attacking it from different directions.
Yep.
That's cool. Okay. So, outfitting, hunting, clothing, magazines. So is there going to be any ads in there for the NorCal Outfitters and Jade West?
Yes.
You think so?
Yep. We're doing a couple full feature pages.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Linda got interviewed for...
Yes.
I think it was your magazine.
Yes.
Something like that. Okay.
Yep.
Anyway. So your first priority is each other.
Yes.
Okay. Have either one of you, and you started your business a year ago and it's still going,
mm-hmm.
so you've obviously run into some success here, or at least enough to keep it floating.
Yeah.
Which is the big thing on small businesses that first year, 2 years, is keep yourself floating, being able to move forward and to expand.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's great. And so What else are you two interested in? I mean, you, of course, you want to build your businesses into empires, and you know, so you can, you know, have the Yellowstone Ranch later.
But, that's the goal.
But there's other things that you two are interested in. I mean, it can't just all be work. You have hobbies, or
yeah, you know, we as far as business wise goes, it's really all about trying to build something bigger than ourselves, and you know, get into the community and impact Northern California. But personally wise, I just trying to better myself. You know, we're newlyweds, so trying to work on myself as a person and be the best husband I can be, and you know, and down the road become a father and learn how that goes. You know, I don't think you ever really get it down, but yeah, and then also just investing in myself and my hobbies, and you know, luckily my wife, she likes doing the things I like to do, so yeah.
We enjoy hunting and fishing and hiking. Like this weekend we're going camping, gonna do some scouting for deer season. So yeah, aside from business, we also have fun time. You have to have a good work-life balance
between. So y'all going to any of the fireworks things?
No, we're getting away from everybody. We're going up in the mountains.
It's probably a good idea.
Can hide in a little corner. Yep.
Yep. Your long-term goals, but when you look at this area and you decided to stay here, how does that fit into what your plans?
You know, Redding is just, it's a really great area. There's a ton to offer here, and the community is huge here. I mean, if you just have to get in and get connected. And I mean, there's so many people here that are willing to help you and want to help you, especially if you're a small business.
Mm-hmm.
So
the, have you ever heard of the, gosh, what is that? That an entrepreneur's, what's that called, Alex?
Oh, you're talking about the thing with the, Chamber of Commerce?
The Jumpstart, or what is it? Yeah.
Oh gosh.
We'll have to look it up.
Mixer once
but
a month.
What they have is they have like angels sitting there. And, no, this is like once a year. And people come in and pitch their businesses. Mm. And then you have people invest in it.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, and then with the idea that in several years down the road when they sell it, you know, they get a piece of it too. But that may not fall into what you all want to do. But there's a number of entrepreneur startups too that helps. But it sounds like you got this thing pretty well thought out.
Well, I don't know about that, but we try. We try to plan and think of all the things that could go wrong, but never seems to really work. You know, there's always stuff that happens, but you just
roll
with the punches.
Like our processor. Our processor went out. That's why you two are working on those two instead of that one.
Yeah, the mic.
Processor went out. Why does it do that? And then we thought the mic went out, so we spent an inordinate amount of time on mics and then found out it was the processor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens then is, when you roll that series of shirts or hoodies, you'll see it's off 2 inches. And you go, oh, wait a minute. That does just not look right. or it'll be jade. No, you two are just really fun to talk to. I just wish you all the best. Now, how do you get more information? For your magazine and for your outfitter?
Yeah, I think the best spot to go to for both would be our websites. For NorCal Outfitters, it's ncofit.com, ncofit.com.
Okay.
And for Jade West, it's jadewestmag.com. You can pre-order the magazine on our website, and it's launching August 1st. And if you're interested in buying a raffle ticket, you can buy that on ncofit.com as well. Feel free to follow us on Instagram. We're constantly posting and sharing everything.
Yeah, it's a 3-day hog hunt. It's worth $1,500, and I think the tickets are $20 a pop. So
that's not bad.
No.
So I don't know if you want to share it, because then I get a better chance. No, of course not. Well, thank you two so much for coming in here, and this won't be the last time. We want to follow what you're doing. Two new businesses here. Stepping out in the traffic's not easy. Veteran-owned business and a woman-owned business.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We wish you just the very best in this, and we'll do anything we can to help you. Okay.
Thank you.
NorCal Outfitters and Jade West Magazine, Keenan and Mitchell Harrison.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back from the news, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick is going to call in, and we can ask her about these things that are going on with the wolves. They just had a big wolves conference, and it looks like the state actually is busting money loose to try and help the ranchers out there. But we'll talk about that, among other things, right after this break.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. From north to south, it is as hot as a July 4th firecracker across the eastern part of the country. Not only heat, but all that humidity making for sauna-like conditions heading into the holiday weekend. Scott Klebauer at the National Weather Service says there's no relief, even at night.
I noticed this morning that a lot of areas up and down the I-95 corridor, were actually struggling to even get below 80 in some cases.
Well, over 150 million of us are feeling the heat, triple-digit temperatures in Washington, D.C., forcing schedule changes for some of the Independence Day events, possibly the cancellation of some events. Air conditioners are running full tilt, along with energy-hungry data centers. That raises concern about the electricity grid, with any relief from the heat still a few days away. Heat in the east, wildfires may continue to rage across the west. The DOJ is taking aim at new gun laws in a couple of states.
The Justice Department is suing California and Virginia over new firearm laws, arguing they violate American Second Amendment rights. The lawsuits target California's restrictions on new Glock-style pistols and Virginia's ban on certain semi-automatic firearms. The legal challenges come just days after the Supreme Court reaffirmed that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right. Willie Nelson, The White House.
The rush is on across Venezuela's north coast, a rush to identify victims of the twin earthquakes. With at least 2,300 people killed in last week's two quakes, the country has been overwhelmed. Authorities are struggling to recover and then to identify the bodies of the victims of those earthquakes. There is no trading today on Wall Street. The stock market closed in observance of Independence Day. It will be back to business as usual on Monday morning. The Dow to resume trading just 100 points shy at 53,000. Townhall.com.
Hey, I'm not one to say I told you so, but do you remember last year when I told you that Pure Talk was hands down the best wireless company that I'd ever used? Well, some of you were skeptical, but Consumer Reports just asked 120,000 people to rate every wireless company in America, including the big boys. Well, guess which company was the only company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Coverage, support, value, data. 5 stars across the board. No service contracts, no cancellation fees, just great U.S. customer service on a crazy fast 5G network for a fraction of what you've been paying. I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will encourage you one more time to dial #250, say micro, and switch to a 5-star American wireless company that won't let you down. Pure Talk.
Looks like the United States caught a case of World Cup fever.
The U.S. men's soccer team's round of 32 win in the World Cup set a viewership record. Fox Sports says the U.S. Bosnia-Herzegovina match on Wednesday night was the most watched soccer telecast in English language history, with more than 24.4 million viewers. The audience peaked at just under 32 million. The U.S. won the game 2-0 to advance to the round of 16, its first knockout win since 2002. The match topped the 22.3 million viewers on English language TV for the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup final. I'm Mike Hempen.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has condemned senators who blocked changes to the social media ban for youngsters. The government recently introduced to Parliament amendments aimed at increasing the powers of the e-safety commissioner. News and analysis, townhall.com. Nagging questions and persistent complaints about California's election system.
California has enacted many changes over the years that were intended to boost voter turnout.
but there hasn't been significant improvement in participation, and those changes are largely responsible for the state's tediously slow ballot counting today. Preliminary figures show turnout hit 40.8% in the June primary, with counties required to complete their vote counting on Thursday. That would be an increase over recent primary elections, but below participation levels in others stretching back to 2000. Keith Peters reporting.
They came to cheer the competing World Cup teams, but international soccer fans are also cheering American fast food chains and local restaurant cuisine. Along with delighting in regional dishes they can't find back home, they're seeking out places like Waffle House and Chick-fil-A. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 3rd of July, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, care and compassion and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR. With Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, but I'm here with Alex, and on the line is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, and we're going to get to you just in a second, Assemblywoman. So, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Big day is?
Tomorrow. July 4th.
All right. Tonight, fireworks at Anderson Explodes.
Right.
Tomorrow, of course, is the Freedom Festival. Rob is going to be using buses to get you up and down the road from their terminal, their passenger terminal, but also over from the Mount Shasta Mall over there by the Canby Transfer. See what else? There's probably a parade going someplace.
But, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. All that's going tomorrow. But the weather is going to be almost perfect. A little warm, but almost perfect. Like today, it's going to be 98 clear. Independence Day, July 4th. Sunny and hot with a high near 100. Now, as we know, everything's going off later during the day, so it's going to cool off by then. And if you're down there, and if you're at the Freedom Fest, you're right there by the river. It really cools off there. Saturday night, mostly clear with low around 69. Now, next week through next Thursday, it's going to be sunny and hot, ranging from 95 to 100 all through the week and at night in the high 60s, 66, 67, 68. Like that. So, just beautiful, beautiful weather. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. It is family-owned business, started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago. Three generations of the Kinney family working there now. Outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans, other things they do for our community are just too much to list from Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone, drum roll, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? I'm seeing all types of stuff from your office. It's flowing through my emails.
Oh, man. It has been crazy, but I am great. We finished up yesterday, and now we're on summer recess for July, and which means I have 11 counties, so I'll be on tour going everywhere. So
I see you at a lot of events anyway. So
I like that part though, but it's some of my district is really hard to get to when I have to be in Sacramento Monday through Thursday. So I'm trying to get to those outliers that are farther away, and it'll be great. We got some fun stuff planned.
Well, are you gonna if Congressman Huffman wins in the upcoming election, are you gonna do like a joint tour?
We need to. There's a lot of things
you should
that
do. That. No, you should do that.
Yes, I will go from having two congressmen to having six Bay Area congressmen. So it's going to be a big change for our district. And we're definitely, we were actually just talking about that last week, is how do we really teach them, you know, how different the way we live is. So we will definitely be touring them. But
if they were really wanted to, and I'm serious about this, if they really wanted to reach out to their new communities, they would take a member of the community and have them be their liaison, not somebody that's not vested in the area, yeah, in the area or the beliefs or the rural culture. They should take somebody, yeah, and it may not even be a Democrat, but it's somebody that can express what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, what they want to accomplish.
There's not a lot of people that are willing to do that right now. I think people are very,
we're
hurt.
We're
still,
very tribal.
You know, I mean, as much as the party has their, you know, rivalry or whatever, the urban versus rural, I think, is worse. And I think people, no matter what party they're in, know that an urban legislator is going to be harder for us, where we live, you know.
Here's the thing is, you know, I agree with you. However, I think it's even worse than that. I think we're an afterthought, and that's it.
Yeah.
We're afterthought.
Yeah.
And it's not even a conscious decision to, you know, bang on us. It's just they make decisions without any thought of what it could do to the rural areas, and it's because we're not the important thing. So,
yeah,
and it doesn't mean that they're going to purposely go after us. It just means that they're just going to kind of ignore what we need.
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
Yep, they don't. And I always say they don't know what they don't know, and it's my job to teach them now.
Yeah, good luck.
So, some days are easier than others.
You know, I've said before, sometimes you probably just want to send down the cow dog and have it sit there and bark at him, you know. So, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, that dog's barking at us. Yeah, well, he's not agreeing with what you're saying. Even a dog understands it.
Right, yeah. We had our wolf press conference on Wednesday, and
yes,
we had printed up all, you know, I get pictures almost every day.
Of course.
Of carcasses and piles of bones and, you know, just these horribly graphic pictures. And we picked some of the less graphic ones to print and made some posters of them. And I'm pretty sure I have people in therapy this week
that they
were like traumatized by it because they didn't know.
Other assembly members?
Both. Just people that were walking by, and they had a protest there, so there was lots of people walking by, and they were all taking pictures, and
they weren't protesting. This was a different protest.
No, no,
right?
We have protests for everything down there. So,
does everybody wear purple shirts?
That one they did, but it depends on the protest. They all have their different things. I appreciate the ones that have good music. Because sometimes they'll have they'll have a band or they'll have,
maybe have hamburgers and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's sad because they are so frequent now that we don't even notice it. We just walk through.
Excuse me.
And they hand you stuff, and there are some that are scary, frankly, and you have to like walk through with security or
like what,
you know.
Like what?
It just depends on the issue. There hasn't been one this year. Last year there was more, but it just depends on if we get threats those days whatever it is. There was a lot of ICE stuff last year that was more scary than it should have been, and just certain issues.
It's funny, you know, ICE has lured its public persona. They're still working like crazy and getting lots of people. They're just not on the, they're just not in your face.
And they never have been. That was never their role, you know.
No, it wasn't.
But made it.
Anyway.
The media made them into people that they're just doing their job. Like, you know, I mean, it's sad, but.
I know. It's.
It just depends on the week down there. What's being fought? What's being celebrated? And it's been a little crazy this last few weeks with budget and trying to get everything heard in committees. I had some of my bills on the Senate side had three committees. They got like three referrals, which is crazy because typically you don't get that many. But we made it through. So
well, let's talk about that.
Plugging along.
Let's talk about that after we get back from the break. And then something else I just saw came out yesterday about Department of Fishing Gate investing $2 million. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that, too. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at the projected treatment time after you set it up, and it's online. You just go to ShastaRegional.com, visit the website, click Get Fast Track, set up a time. Now, they're going to ask you a couple questions, make sure it's not life-threatening, it's feel like an elephant sitting on your chest, are you bleeding out, you know, questions that if you answer yes to, they're going to tell you to come in right away, and they're going to roll you right into the ER. So, but if it's things, you know, dizziness or maybe flu, stuff like that, that you're miserable, but you don't need, you can stay at home and wait till when you show up, then they can see you. It's called Fast Track. It's at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and it's for the patients. We'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Big thing is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Looking for big wins and high stakes excitement?
Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special.
Life-changing jackpots are waiting.
Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan favorite paper only night.
Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game.
The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big.
So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm.
Your adventure begins here
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies. And if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bond. Our guest today is Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick, and we are so happy she's here. Good morning, Assemblywoman.
Good morning.
And you had a big event trying to draw attention to the problems that Northern California is having with the wolves. And you had some photos. You said, you know, you really, you know, you, not the ones that are really bad, but they were bad enough so some people were, you know, they were completely hurt. Their psyche was damaged maybe forever with the photos.
Definitely, you definitely can't unsee them after
well,
you see them.
No, you can't. And it's, what it's even worse is you're there and you're having to move it around. So did you get any traction out of this at all? Anything happened?
Yeah, I think so. And we were on, I don't even know how many news stations now, and a bunch of articles and California Post, some bigger, you know, our main goal from that was to get money in the budget because there's zero money in the budget right now for wolf depredation or the coexistence stuff. So, and that's not okay.
No. But it may have worked.
So that was our big push. And then just to talk about my legislation, because I have a couple bills, and one of them got killed, and so I wanted to bring some light to that, and then to make sure my other one gets pushed through.
And which ones? The one that was killed was?
That was 1673, and it was one that we're trying to get other non-lethal hazing abilities into practice. So the CDFW and our sheriff's offices, or a lot of their sheriff's offices, have signed some MOUs to where they can do paintballs and pepper balls, hazing like that.
Sure.
And then it will go to the ranchers as well. So there's training and set up, and they've been working on this for almost a year. But the way the penal code reads with pepper balls, only law enforcement can have pepper balls, not just a regular citizen. So we were trying to change that so that they can use, so that the ranchers could use pepper balls so that we're ready, because it's not there yet, but within the year it will be, hopefully. And unfortunately, pepper balls come under, they're distinguished as tear gas in the penal codes and like within the state. So then it became this big ordeal because they were calling it tear gas, and we're like, no, pepper balls, that's all we're doing. But that's the distinction they make in the legislature. So like our bill name said tear gas in it, and then it freaked people out. And bear spray is considered tear gas too under this distinction.
But
so,
they don't mind. In fact, they encourage you to take bear spray with you.
Yes. So it's just one of those things where we haven't, it's unfortunate because it's perception, not actually what's happening. But, so it was killed, because the Humane World found out and then fought it big time. And from what I've heard, they didn't realize that CDFW uses pepper balls still. And, so now, so we're trying to,
we're trying to find another way around it, and it's still moving forward that the sheriffs will be able to do that, so which is good because we need some more options, and it gets us one step closer to managing them, you know, the way they need to be managed. So
okay, and that's the one that failed. What about the one that passed? Or you're trying to get
so the
passed?
One that went through is went my through. Self-defense one. So okay. That one, and that one's also just clarifying bad language because we don't have, because they're protected by the federal feds and the state, we don't have anything in our state statute that says that you will not be prosecuted if you have to defend yourself and you're acting in good faith. And so that was something that was threatened many times last summer during the big crisis when we had almost 200 kills. And we want to make sure that my sheriffs have some cover and our ranchers are safe. And if something happens, that they are not prosecuted and made an example of.
Okay. Now, from what I understand it, a wolf can come into your yard and be killing your dog.
Yes.
And your dog, your cat, your pet calf, in your front yard, in your front yard, and you can't even throw a rock at them.
They say now that we're allowed to throw things at them or
like rocks.
Yell at them, yeah.
And yell at them.
But on paper, no, we're not allowed to. They consider that take, actually. So when we use that word take, everybody thinks that's killing them. No, take is using bear spray or throwing a rock, or which is crazy.
Those
are the parts that we're trying to clean up just because now it is so frequent. Before, we didn't really have to worry about it 20 years ago, you know?
And sure.
Now we have human wildlife conflict every day. So it's definitely something that needs to be cleaned up, and I am hopeful. Megan Hurdle has been a good addition, and she's been to 7 of my 11 counties, which I really in 5 weeks.
Who is she? Okay, she is the what?
Fish, she's the new director.
Fish and Wildlife director
of CDFW. Yeah, yeah. So she's really trying to be there and listen and make sure that she knows actually what's happening on the ground. And
well, that's very gratifying to hear something like that.
It is.
Yeah.
And she's smart, and she, I'm hopeful. So, and so far the district seems to like her. She's very thoughtful in what she says and the questions she asks, and she shows up. And I mean, living so remote, that's part of it, right? We want the state to make the effort, show up.
Well, let me ask something that just came out yesterday, and it said that California wildlife officials are investing $2 million to reduce conflicts between gray wolves and livestock. So maybe what you did helped, but it says...
That wasn't a coincidence. We were planning to release all this week. But that's the $2 million that I got in the budget last year.
Okay.
So, yeah. So because we didn't spend it all last year. So, they would have to give it back once the new budget rolled in. So they partnered with Farm Bureau and with, I think it's Sierra Valley RCD and Honey Lake Valley RCD.
Four grants. It says, and I think you got them all. The California Beautiful Foundation, supported by the California Farm Bureau, Sierra Valley mm-hmm. Resource Conservation District, and Honey Lake Valley Resource Conservation District.
So those groups are going to help educate folks and help get ranchers some fladry or, you know, different options, drones, that kind of thing, do some workshops, that kind of stuff, and then Farm Bureau is going to do the actual depredation and loss reimbursement.
So,
which is great. And, you know, and we need to all be on the same page. You know, I think that's something we're working on this summer is trying to get, we have, every county has different little coalitions that some of them I don't even think realize that they've made a coalition for this. You know, they've just been loud and been fighting it. And so we're trying to get more organized that way and start a pack and just I feel like that's why we keep losing this fight is that the animal activist groups are so organized and they can, you know, on a dime, they can email people, and then they have hundreds of people calling every legislator all day, and they show up for, you know, a protest or a rally or whatever it is, you know, and we're not. We're going to work every day. We're loud on the internet, and we'll write in letters or something or emails, but we're just not as organized as them. So we've got to change our strategy and outsmart them too, you know, and get in to be on the same level. Cause right now they're killing us with this. I mean, they have billboards on I-5 about coexistence and the wolves need to be saved and, you know, and a lot of it is they don't realize what's happening. Cause I think truly somebody that's in that realm and in that humane world and fighting for animals, I mean, we're all animal lovers too, or we wouldn't raise livestock, you know, but I don't think they know how these cows are killed and these calves and how horribly painful and traumatic it is for them, you know, and we need to care about that side of it too. And I think a true animal lover would.
Well, there's got to be a balance. I mean,
there
can be wolves out there, but it's got to be a balance in such that, you know, they run up, but they're not, 80% of their diet can't be cattle. So.
No, and in Siskiyou County, it's like 92% now.
Oh,
I mean, it's just,
geez.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we've got to do something different. And they are smart animals. I mean,
oh, yeah.
If you think about like the smartest dog you've ever owned, and they're even smarter, like they get habituated fast. I mean, everything's inherently lazy, right? We like beef. They're going to like beef too. It's slower, tastes good. Like they're teaching their pups and teaching that next generation to chase beef. And, you know, and we're at an all time low with cattle. We have the lowest herd we've had globally in 75 years. So we can't afford to lose more.
I want you to know that I'm trying to breed myself into a bigger operation here this year. So
good.
If the wolves don't come for number 8, that's
what, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the wolves don't seem to like the Highland cows, so
maybe it's
cows.
Maybe it's too much fur when they're trying to bite through.
Somebody told me the horns. They tend to stay away from cows that have horns.
Well, we have bred our cattle. We've taken the horns off our cattle. We've taught them to be docile.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and then when you get a predator, they're just not equipped for it. We should start bringing in some longhorns.
So I have some friends that were buying Highlands to like stick a couple in each group.
Each herd?
You know, as they put them out and. They say they've been helping, but to me, Highlands are so nice. I feel like my Highlands would be like, oh, a puppy, let's play, you know?
Why is the puppy biting my butt? We have to take a break here. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the other things going on, even though that I am really, I know I'm fixated on this wolf thing, and I know you're fighting it in so many ways, but there's other things going on. The latest I've heard, and we'll talk about it after break, is they're trying to do away with Prop 13 in some kind of nefarious way. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take a quick break here. Oh, I'd love to hear that, because I didn't forward it because I wasn't sure, is this true or is this just something somebody's kind of like taking 12 dots and said, oh, look what's happening. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue is my barbershop of choice. Found them in 2007, never went to another place. They're just absolutely good. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I love the fact that it's a barbershop. It's got the jackalope up on the wall. It's got police patches. The TV sets on golf or baseball or game shows. You can make an appointment, which is really, that's cool because I can make it work on my schedule. I can call them at 530-244-9478. Or I go to Booksy. Just go to Booksy for Reading and find Cypress Square and make your appointment. It's man's last stronghold. It is a good place, good barbers. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick.
Hello. Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Shasta County, tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Don't pull your love out of baby, if you do, then I'm playing to maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. Yeah, don't pull your love out on me, baby. Give me a wolf. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the...
I'll find a wolf song.
Yeah, find a wolf song. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Also, streaming at kcnrradio.com. And if you go there, it hits our website. And if you'd like to go back and listen to any of our shows, just hit Free Fire Radio and the programming, and then just look for our archives. And everything's there. Our guest today is Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick. And the first part of the show, we talked about all the things going on in wolf country, but... Is California Prop 13 under attack?
It absolutely is.
Okay, it is. Okay.
Yes. So there's a ballot initiative. It's 43. Uh-huh. We are, yes, on 43 to save Prop 13. So those numbers just got assigned and the language just came out. And I really hate, it's sad that it's not illegal to try to trick voters with ballot initiatives, because the way they are worded, I mean, some of them are just not even close to describe the way
no
actually work, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just wrong. And, but yeah, so we're 43 is the Save Prop 13. We need yes on 43. Voter ID made it on there, which we're very excited about.
Is there an opposing proposition? If Prop 43 is the Save 13, are they putting something else on there, or?
So no, that one is the Prop 13. So they want you to vote no on it.
Oh, okay, I got it. Got it.
We want to save it and vote yes.
Okay. Well, now, if you can explain to people, I mean, Prop 13 is kind of, it's a political cornerstone, I think. It establishes strict limits on property tax rates and assessment increases.
Yeah.
And so you know what it's going to be. And mm-hmm. and so what are they trying to do to change that?
They want to increase fees and taxes. They're spending too much money, and that's what they see as the answer to increase what the constituents are paying, what the residents are paying, so that they can have more money to spend. Not the way we look at it. You know, we look at it as we need to cut and we need to, you know, do some fine tuning in the budget that's there. And they don't. They just keep spending. They found $60 billion more dollars in our budget this year. So we were projected $60 billion less.
Mm-hmm.
And they still spent it, plus spent $14 billion in reserve money, like the rainy day fund.
Sure.
So there is no plan in sight to stop spending money. And we're having record years. I mean, the budget under Newsom, I will give him that credit. The economy has done well. But it's not really him. It's more AI and technology and all these things that we're good at in California. But it's tripled the revenue has tripled since he started in office.
Well, then why are we in the hole $20+ billion?
Because we keep spending money. And we're spending money on people. We spend a lot of money on illegal immigrants, and that's a very touchy subject, but we're spending so much money giving them free health care that our working, you know, middle class and our mm-hmm. veterans and all these groups that we try to take care of, they're getting short-sighted by it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't get a doctor's appointment for 6 or 8 weeks, that's one of the reasons. You know, and we have to some extent. We have to pay for some of it, or our hospitals would go belly up.
Yeah.
So there is pieces of it that we have to, but we also don't have to encourage it quite as much as we do, and advertise it as, you know, come here. You know, other states aren't doing that.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You know, everything I read from the U-Haul at records to other things shows that we've got an exodus going on here of middle class, retired, upper middle mm-hmm. class, and they're all leaving. And the ones we have coming in are not taking the place of that group. They don't make the money that group does. Many of them are here illegally.
Yeah.
And
they're here for the free.
Yeah. And then you get this billionaire's tax. And already the big guys have moved all their LLCs out of California to other mm-hmm. states. They're moving their headquarters to other states. I read the other day where it's already cost, just the thought of that bill has already cost the state of California like $100 million.
Yes. Yeah, it's gonna, so those billionaires, like everybody wants the billionaires to have to pay like it won't matter, but those billionaires pay so much money. And they're funding a lot of our state. And so when they leave, that's a huge hit. And this bill, or this one, the initiative, makes it like retroactive. So if they had a business here January 1st of this year, they're going to pay. It's like a one-time fee because they're a billionaire. And I feel like we're so upside down and we're so backwards right now. And it's very frustrating some days. I mean, the ideas coming out of it, the grizzly bear bill passed, which is very annoying.
Wait a minute. That passed out.
It's in this. It's
Yeah, it's passed out of the committee in the Senate side, so now it's headed to the Senate appropriations. And it passed with, Republicans voted no, but it passed. And so every time I think there's another bad idea, they kill the bill, the Democrats kill the bill that would have, if you were a sex predator, you couldn't run for elected office. Like, you couldn't be on the school board if you're a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
And they killed it.
And, you know, okay. So I read about that too. And it was. It said pedophiles, sexual predators cannot run for office. Well, the Democrats said, yeah, sure they can. Sure they can.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
So, well, let's go back. Wait a minute. Let's go back to the not as bad as that is, and we go back to Prop 13. They're trying to reduce the amount of votes it takes to change something, and from a super majority to just a simple majority, 55%.
Yes. Yeah. So 2/3 versus 50. Yeah. Half. So. That one wasn't as bad. Like if we're talking about the same one, we supported that one, because it made it actually better so that they would have to work harder to convince people. It's been an interesting week. We had a lot of things. This is my first end of session. So we're going to be done with session at the end of August. So everything has to be through. And everybody's trying to get their little things in, and the governor's leaving, he'll be done. So the political games were at their this week and last week. And the deals that were done, there were supposed to be ballot initiatives pulled off if they had certain bills that went through. And then the billionaire tax was one of them. It was supposed to be negotiated and pulled off, and they didn't pull it off. That part was crazy to watch with them, because honestly, I think the people that are losing are all the rest of us, the residents that are paying for this every day, that are going to work every day, paying their taxes, then paying when they buy stuff, then paying the taxes again, then paying at the gas pump, and paying your property taxes, and we are taxed out, and the middle class and working class we're barely functioning at this point.
Well, they just raised the gas tax 2.6 cents.
Yeah.
Which we've already got. You're already paying, if I'm remembering this right, 68 cents per gallon for gas and 48 cents per gallon for diesel. Just the taxes, not counting anything else.
Yep.
I mean, this. I thoroughly agree with you, Heather, that you can only tap us so much, and then things start happening.
And then, and they're going to move like they are, I mean, I can't even count how many of my friends and these just good working families have left. Yeah. They're in Tennessee, Florida, Texas, and they're thriving.
It's like getting anywhere from a $12,000 to $18,000 a year raise.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's a lot of money, when it comes if you're on a fixed income, or living off your 401s or what.
Yeah. And then the things that we try to put through to get some relief get killed. So we had a lot of veterans ones because California has the most veterans, but we're awful to them. We had a bill for property taxes to, if you were over, I think 75 or 80, that you wouldn't have to pay property taxes if you were a veteran. All these things just to kind of give some relief, especially in those last years when they're really tight.
Well, they did have one.
They all get shut down.
They did have that one that said they were going to exempt the first 40,000 in retired pay. Did that pass?
I haven't checked in on that one, but I don't think so. I think I'm a co-author on that one, and I don't think it did. I think it's stuck in a committee right now, so we'll find out in August.
All right. Because we had one of our veterans organizations came in and talked about it, that they were going to exempt the first $40,000 of your retired pay. Okay, we got to take
we had some great bills.
Oh no, last year you exempted, I think it was $20,000 off retired pay. All right, let's take a quick break. We're here with Heather Hedwick, our assemblywoman, who's down there fighting a good fight, and we'll be right back.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win.
Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang,
a legendary car, and a massive win.
Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play.
Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th.
Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you can win up to $1,500
cash
for a brand new Mustang.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Everybody calls and say Alliance. Yeah. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Yeah, you don't come up on Superman King. You don't fit into the wind. You don't hold the mask on the old Ranger. And you don't dance around with Slim.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 8:51 on the 3rd of July. All types of fireworks tonight down in Anderson. Starts around 5. Get there and listen to music, eat food, and it starts around 10. And then, of course, tomorrow, the Freedom Fest down at the Civic. And let me tell you, it's a great, you're going to shoot off like 1,700, what do they call them, bombs that go up in the air, or shells go up in the air. And it's crowded. Of course it's crowded. But if you go to the Colt 45 game on Saturday, the game's going to start at 6 at Tiger Field. Watch a great baseball game. Bring your blankies and your chairs and go out and sit in the outfield or just sit in the stands. You can watch those fireworks. You're just like underneath them. Watch the fireworks and then get in your car and just drive away. There is no traffic. You just hop in your car and drive away. You don't have to go through anything like that. And it's at Tiger Field. It's going to be Saturday. Get there early. The game starts at 6. I'd get there at 5. Make sure that you got your parking and your seats and everything. It's going to be crowded there. And then if it's too crowded for the game, you can just hang around and then go in afterwards and watch the fireworks that way. But you don't have the traffic congestion, and you get to watch a great baseball game. So, and our guest is Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick. We talked about wolves, and then we talked about Prop 13. And I'm reading this thing. There's like six different ballot initiatives, all of them very confusing. So we're going to have to really watch this one for November.
There's a lot of them. I think there's like 14 altogether or something this year. There's a lot of them.
So. Yeah. So is the I hate to even ask this, and this can be a very short answer. The Train to Nowhere is still being funded?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And we actually just had a presentation that said we will never have enough money to finish it in the state. and they're still
who made the presentation?
It.
The Democrats?
Actually, yes, it was both. So it was very interesting. So I'm in the Problem Solvers Caucus, and we had a presentation for that. And we're actually going to have a meeting about it at the beginning of next year to try to figure out a plan that we can do like bipartisan support on and try to figure out a way to get out of it, because at some point you have to cut your losses and
do you think it's time for another initiative, another time for, you know, because the crazy people in California, you know, once they actually another initiative came up and said no let's keep building it. I mean,
yeah, they keep pushing it because they're still getting, some people are still getting money.
Follow the money.
Yeah. So it's crazy. But there was one thing I wanted to tell you that I thought would kind of shock you. The Capitol, we had a big 250 event that my colleague Jeff Gonzalez, he's a Marine for 21 years or 20, uh-huh. 23 years. He's the only veteran in the assembly. And so he organized this big event. We had a flyover. It was fabulous. And he, at his request, the Capitol was lit up red, white, and blue.
Whoa.
And it was the first time ever that it had been lit up as red, white, and blue. They light it up for the king, like for Pride Week, for, you know, all the different things. But it had never been red, white, and blue, which I just thought was,
one
hand, very disappointing, but that it hadn't been. But it was really cool to see.
Does that take a vote?
No, the governor's office has to approve it.
Oh, the governor's office. Okay, so but you said something. You talked about the gent that wanted to do it. And did you say he's the only veteran?
The only veteran on the assembly side. Yeah.
In the assembly.
Yeah, crazy, right?
One veteran.
Yeah, one veteran. Yeah, there's.
How
I
many
there's
assembly
three?
Members? How many?
Assembly? There's 80. 80 assembly members. Yeah.
And you've got one veteran.
Yep.
That sounds to me like discrimination.
It's crazy. The Senate, they have three or four in there, and there's 40 of them.
Yeah.
But he actually just started the Veterans Caucus, so now they're meeting and trying to just be a more powerful voice.
And this could be Republican or Democrat, just a veteran.
Yeah, it is. It's both. I think they're actually split. I think there's two Democrats and two Republicans. So, But yeah, it's crazy. Because the chair of the committee isn't a veteran, and he's vice chair of the committee. Yeah, her dad's a veteran. And her
it doesn't mean you're not a veteran, you don't support veterans. No, I'm not saying that, but it's just kind of strange that
it is. Yeah,
in this whole state, only one veteran is sitting in the assembly.
Wow. Yeah, well, we only have two cops.
Yeah,
and out of 82, and one of them's terming out. And so we're going to have one. Like, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. There's a lot of holes we need to fill in the assembly. Like, I wish we could just shop for candidates with like their experience, but that doesn't seem to be how politics works.
No.
People aren't looking for experience. They're looking more for personalities and how they think it will be helpful to be there, you know?
Yeah.
So,
what else you got? This is the, what haven't I asked you? And we got like 3 minutes. So whatever you want.
So it's been a crazy month. I'm super excited to have Gallagher back in, DC. He's already been bringing home some wins and, got $155 million. I don't know if you saw that one, like an infrastructure money for roads in Sacramento, like to kind of develop around the Sacramento River and Sacramento Valley.
Okay.
So, I got to go speak at his swearing in event, which was really, they did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've just been everywhere. Fair season. So I have the most fairs of any member in the state. So I've been kind of traveling to all of those. I think I have 10. So I try to go to half and half every year. Last year I made it to 8. But
I never thought I would get sick of funnel cake, but I do by the end.
Corn dogs. You got to start. Go to corn dogs.
Right. And then we had, we have a sporting, outdoor sporting caucus. It's like, we all the legislators that like to be outdoors and fish and shoot and all that, we had a trap shoot. And I'm the only one that brings my own gun, which is strange to me because when we go to competitions, we always bring our own. But to bring a gun into the Capitol is a big deal, and I have to have the sergeant come, like, put it in her office for me and all that. And it was, of course, kind of ironic, I guess. So I was meeting her in the morning to go drop it off, and I pull up, and then I see all of Newsom's security people. Like, they all stand around when he's going to pull in, and then he pulls in and, you know, it goes about his business because we all park at the same spot. And I pull up. I'm unloading my gun with our sergeant that's there, and Newsom pulls up right behind me.
Well, you should, you know.
I lived up to every stereotype about my district.
There you go.
And I didn't get to talk to him because he just drives by, you know. But, and then the president pro tem pulled up right behind me, too. I did invite her. it was a good time, and we bring people out because most of them have never shot a gun and never, like, been around it. So, and Fish and Wildlife helped put that trap shoot on. So they were out there. Megan Hurdle, the new director, was out there.
Well, Assemblywoman, Heather, we've run out of time. And,
it goes so fast with
it
you.
It does. Hey, just have a wonderful, wonderful 250th birthday and the 4th of July. And we so much appreciate what you're doing for us.
Absolutely. Thank you.